that after yourself, or what do you call that, ma'am? Okay. Now, let's see what I'm going to talk about. People used to buy the flyer and a what? And what did molasses come in? Remember what? What did molasses come in when you used to buy them in a large quantity? What about lard? Do you remember ever any lard being carried in anything in particular? Like a stand? Have you ever heard that? Lard?
Lard stand.
Okay, what do you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle? What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're riding in a boat?
Wheel.
If you bought fruit at the store, the grocery might put them in a what?
That paper bag.
How was a fairly large quantity of sugar packed in those days? Did they put it in a bag or a sack or
sack, I believe.
And flour, what did they put flour in?
In barrels.
And then later on they put
it in
a bag. What do you call that bag in which you put potatoes in? And they call it something else. You know when you have little races? Get in these bags and get bags to carry wheat in, those big thick bags, or call them what kind of bags. What would you call the amount of corn you might take the meal at one time to ground? The amount of
bushel.
Okay. What about the amount of wood you would carry? When you're carrying a whole load?
Load of wood.
Okay. And you got your arms full, you can say,
Arm load.
Okay. Okay, talking about your corn again, about carrying it to the mill, have you ever heard anybody say it's carrying a turn? Have you ever heard that term? When your electricity goes out, your light goes out, what do you put in it to make it come back on? When you carry your washing out to the clothesline, you carry it in what kind? What do you carry it in?
Hamper.
Or a clothes one.
Clothes bag.
What do nails come in? Like a bell, but smaller? And what runs around the bell to hold the wood in place? You know, a strip? It's called something else, too, aren't they? What do you put in the top of a ball to keep stuff from coming out? Or what do you put on your fishing pole when you go fishing so you can see when a fish bites?